continues for another hour, or HD3 for the BBC World Service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all on your digital HD radio, online at WKNOFM.org, or on your smart speaker. Sunny today with a high near 94, south-southeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Tonight clear with a low around 73. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 95. The good news is the humidity is down some, so we don't have that terrible heat index. Currently in Memphis, a few clouds, 79 degrees, Jackson, fair, and 75. We are 91.1 WKNO Memphis, or 90.1 WKNP Jackson, NPR for the Mid-South. It's 9:01. Checking on the arts is made possible by the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis and by the Orpheum Theater. For many years, we have talked about this show. It is one of the highlights of the fall here in the Mid-South, the annual Horn Island exhibition at Memphis College of Art. And it opens on Monday, runs through October 4th. Reception is next Saturday, the 24th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Memphis College of Art. Don Dumont is the director of the Horn Island program, and Olivia Wall is the coordinator of external engagement, and have joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
Don, you've been doing this for many, many years now. You took over from Bob Reisling, who started this program 35 years ago. And I'm sure that there are still people who don't know what this is. So give us sort of an overview. What do we mean by the Horn Island Expedition and Exhibition?
Well, it is a program that was, like you said, was started by Bob Reisling, and 1985 was the first year that a group went out. It was a really small group, about nine participants, and it's grown over the years. So Horn Island is one of the barrier islands in the Gulf of Mexico. It's the largest one, and it's a protected island now. It's national registry, mm-hmm. and all that. It's an island that American artist Walter Anderson frequented quite often. Mm-hmm. It was his kind of his place where he did a lot of writings, watercolors, sculptures. It was just a place of wealth for him. And so what we do is the program is engage students and get them out of the classroom and get them into an environment that maybe shakes them up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it also gives us a chance to kind of follow on Walter Anderson's footsteps. And so it's been, like I said, it's been going on. This has made our 35th consecutive year, and we have a wonderful exhibition that's open now. Well, opens Monday,
yeah.
But it is full of some really outstanding works. We had our largest group ever to be on the island, which makes a lot of sense, being that this was our last trip out there,
right,
with MCA. A lot of alums came back. They came back from far and wide, some of them coming from overseas. So we ended up with 55 participants on the island, and so we spent 10 days, and I got to say, Mother Horn treated us this year to unbelievable weather patterns. It's always one of these things where I always try to think about how do I get everybody on that island and get them off the island,
yeah.
Because it's, but it was magical this year. And I like to think maybe Walter was, giving us a little bit of this island vibe, and the weather was sweet. The people just, the sinking of personalities, it was unbelievable. And so it comes through in the work. There we have everything from watercolors, oils, very sweet oil, Mark Roulard's. There's watercolors of Remy Miller's. We have ceramics of Leandra Urrutia.
Mm-hmm.
And there's metalwork. a lot of really interesting photography in what we think of traditional methods and some non-traditional methods, and so it's a really, really nice mix. I mean, it's the gamut. Oh, there's digital animation, some wonderful large sculptures that didn't even fit in the building. We have them presented out in front. It's just been amazing. It's been a real wonderful time frame, I guess, as far as putting all this together and bringing it sort of to I haven't acknowledged that it's at a close yet, because I feel like somehow maybe this will just kind of live on. I know it's going to live on a lot of memories.
Sure. A lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work. And the one thing I have always sort of witnessed is that, and I may have mentioned this before, you know, we step on the Horn Island every year, but you really actually aren't stepping onto the same island. It's in a constant flux, and it's really a nice kind of a life thing, too, because we are in flux. We will change, and we will go forward, and all the participants that were on the island and have been on the island, and I hope all of the island veterans will make their way back to the school on the 24th. And it's just a testament that things are going to continue on, and people will continue to work in a wonderful way, and it's really touched a lot of people.
Absolutely. You were actually here earlier in the year, earlier in the summer, to talk about an exhibition of it's a retrospective of this work, The Sound and the Gulf, which is currently at the Walter Anderson Museum in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I think that's been a wonderful thing, and that is continuing through the end of September. So in addition to this show, we encourage people to go down there and see that. And then that show is coming here. So what's happening at the college?
Yeah, so we're really excited to have the work travel back up to MCA, and we'll have it on view starting October 11th through November 3rd. The work is incredible. It's such a wonderful array. It's old favorites as well as newer alums and student work, and I think it's just shows that really, like as Don was talking about, that connection and vibe that our alums and students and staff and faculty that go on the trip really possess after having experienced Horn Island.
Yeah, that's going to be wonderful that it's coming back here. Don, when we talk about going to an island in the Gulf, this is not like going to Destin or someplace. You're camping out. It is the most primitive conditions possible. How does that affect these young people?
Well, some of them, that's a very good point. So we have to take everything out there to the island, water, food. So things become kind of precious. And some first-time members, whether they're alums or students, it becomes not necessarily art-making sometimes, because then it becomes a physical challenge. Psychological challenge, and so in all that affects art making. But it's the process of going through that change of not having and we I discourage phones,
sure,
and that kind of stuff. So it's something, and I like to refer to it as you have to disconnect or reconnect, and so it's that process of acclimating yourself to an environment, and it takes kind of about 3 days before you kind of sink in, and there's a sense of real change in one's being, and maybe just the distractions are gone, and so I think it really affects people quite a bit in a new way if they haven't been there up there. You know, they're living in tents.
Right.
And, you know, they show up once a day or twice a day at the main camp, and we provide one main meal in the evening. And it's our time when people come together and we kind of exchange information and where people are going. They're exploring the island. We had a lot of, and I think it was because it was maybe the last trip, but we had a large number of people making the what we call the West Tip trip, which mm-hmm. which is involves probably about 26 miles of hiking,
yeah.
And you know. And it, that doesn't sound like it's very far, but when you're walking on a slope on a beach,
yeah.
it can, you know, you start seeing everybody's muscles, you know, kind of get a little tighter, and you know, the sunburns go away and they turn to tans, and you know, so it's a big physical change. Yeah, exactly. And It's a good, it's a wonderful experience.
So I want to hear the story about you wrestling an alligator.
Oh God! All right. Well, we it was interesting this year because you know there was a lot of alligator sightings, and there was a couple that were one in particular that was not shy at all and just cruised outside of. You know, right in front of the camp, just back and forth. And this is where we bathe and, you know,
yeah.
you know take care of our dishes and that kind of stuff. And he would, you know, breach all the time. And he came up onto the beach a couple times. And it was kind of interesting because there was, well, a while back there was a group of students that left one evening and they went east, and one of them came back and said that there was an alligator that had a bed spring wrapped around its snout, and was there anything we could do about it? Oh, a few of us went down there, and I ended up on the back of it, and it was a large gator, and I would not recommend this to anybody. I don't know why I did it. I mean, it was one of those things, I think, where it was, you know, the students were around there, and I just had to do it, you know. I couldn't back off.
Sure,
but it ended up it was a trap.
Oh,
and so we were able to remove the trap from the snout of that gator. And I've always wondered about that thing, and I've always looked for it over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe in my heart because this particular alligator that was cruising this year had a large scar on its snout in the same place that trap was. So I feel that, again, that was one of those things that just sort of returned.
Yeah.
And it might have been our send off. And so it was bittersweet.
Yeah. We're talking about Horn Island 35. It opens on Monday and runs through October 4th. The reception is next Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. And, of course, you can go to mca.edu/event/Horn Island 35 exhibition and get all the details. Olivia, as we mentioned, of course, this is the last Horn Island exhibition. And with the conclusion of this school year, Memphis College of Art will be closing. But there are still things going on. There are still classes, there are still students, and there are still exhibitions.
Yeah, we have an exciting program coming up for this year, including Horn Island 35 and The Sound in the Gulf, the Horn Island Retrospective, which we talked about. And after that, we're having, hopefully, our biggest and best Holiday Bazaar, which is 69th and final Holiday Bazaar, and so we're accepting submissions for that currently. We have a lot of wonderful exhibitions later for the spring. We have students on campus that start classes on Monday. We still have our community education program doing Saturday school. So the college is, although it's closing, our final year is hopefully our biggest and best yet.
That sounds great. Again, mca.edu, you can get all the information about all the events at Memphis College of Art, which is still open. I have to keep telling people that. Don, this is the last show, or the last formal exhibition that Memphis College of Art will be doing with this. Did you see that reflected in the work?
You used the term reflect, and that, you know, that was very interesting because there's a lot of work that is very reflective. Not only in the term of reflection,
mm-hmm.
But very reflective in the term of looking back and feeling, you know, this memories. We got to remember, we had some alums come back that hadn't been on the island in maybe 10 years or 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and found their way back, you know, and you know they're very established in their lives, and then to come back is very special. So the reflection, I think, is key in this, and it shows in a lot of the work. But I also want to mention the fact is that the accredited program, you know, and it took a number of years for it to catch on and go, and then the fact that it's been so strong, and it draws alumni back, and it draws community into the school. And one of the most wonderful things about the program too is that we've had a very committed sponsor groups, people local and regional, that have supported students, you know, to offset their costs of
sure.
what the tuition costs and the camp costs are for the trip. And I don't know of any other programs around that do that kind of thing. And so, yeah, all our sponsors out there, I really appreciate what you've done over the years.
It's exciting to be able to see this one more time. The Horn Island Exhibition, the 35th Horn Island Exhibition, is on view. It starts Monday and runs through October 4th. Reception is next Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Memphis College of Art. And go to mca.edu/event. And don't forget that after this exhibition goes down, beginning October 11th, the Sound in the Gulf Memphis College of Art Horn Island Retrospective, looking back at 34 years of that artwork, will be opening. And that show is currently at the Walter Anderson Museum of Art in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and you should go down there and see that also. It's a very bittersweet thing to see this happening, but it's been an incredible program, and I know that so many people have taken so much from this program, and it's just beautiful stuff. And go see it, folks. Don't let this chance pass you by. Don Dumont, the director of the Horn Island Program, and Olivia Wall from Memphis College of Art, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank
thanks, Daryl.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis, connecting you with philanthropic strategies to do more for the causes you hold dear. Transformation starts here at the Community Foundation of Greater Memphis. Information available at greatermemphis.org. And by the Orpheum Theater Group, offering venues for your next private or corporate gathering. In the heart of downtown, the historic Orpheum Theater and the state-of-the-art Halloran Center provide a variety of spaces for special events of all sizes. Details at orpheum-memphis.com.